This is food for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Yo, man, there's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality. And Dr. Dre's been doing all this dope producing, and he hasn't really had a chance to show him what time it is. So what do you want him to do? Express himself, and that's what he does with Straight Outta Compton, a movie that he helped produce as much as anything, the rise of Andre Young, a.k.a. Dr. Dre, into Mogul, into Apple's headphones, Beats by Dre creator, into generational hip-hop emulator. Really set multiple generations of musical lyricists to work on in his the caverns of his beats, from 50 Cent to Eminem before him to Calvin Brodus, aka Snoop Dogg, before him to the group N.W.A., starting with Eazy-E and joining alongside him Ice Cube and MC Ren, DJ Yella. So for those of us that grew up in and around L.A. in the 1980s, returning home from the record store with our copy of our first Eazy-E cassette was a visceral thrill that is probably incomparable. Today, there's really nothing like it. For a culture that celebrates the artistic freedom and freedom of speech, this is what freedom of speech looks like. Poets from Baudelaire to Bukowski, urban poets who document sort of the struggles of street living, prostitution, pimping, gang, drug violence, and alcoholism. Those poets are what this film is about. It's a celebration of the poetic art form and music at a time when police violence against men of color is at an all-time high in public consciousness, but probably an all-time low in terms of actual events. Unfortunately, this film stands up to authority in a way that those of us that have been kicking it with them since the 80s already knew.